Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at whether AI can create art.
Oh yeah, it's a really interesting question.
And to help us out, we've got two articles by a fine art photographer called Joel Gingeller-Rahr.
Yeah, his work is really
He's got
interesting.
some pretty strong opinions about this whole topic.
Yeah.
So in his first article, Art, the Artist and AI, he talks about this concept of analytic idealism.
Okay.
And it sounds pretty complicated, but I think it's actually really key to understanding his whole point.
Yeah, can you sort of remind me what that is again?
Yeah,
It's
sure.
been a little while since I read that article.
So basically, analytic idealism says that our own consciousness is like the most fundamental reality that we can actually know.
Okay.
Everything else is kind of built on top of that.
So like science and, our observations of the world are all sort of filtered through that,
Yeah,
through our
exactly.
own experiences.
Yeah, so he's saying that the way we experience the world really shapes how we understand everything, including art. And because AI doesn't have that same kind of direct subjective experience, he's saying that it can't actually create art.
Right, it's missing that kind of personal perspective.
And he calls this the no inference principle.
Okay.
Can you unpack that a bit more?
Sure. So inference is basically like making a guess
Okay.
based on logic or reasoning, but you're not directly experiencing the thing itself.
So, like, you're looking at evidence and you're drawing a conclusion from it.
Exactly. And Gingeller-Rahr says that this is basically what AI does, right? It takes in a ton of data, processes it through its algorithms, and then spits out an image based on what it's learned, but it doesn't have like personal experiences or emotions or intentions in the way that a human artist does.
So even if you can create something that looks really beautiful and impressive,
Right.
it's kind of just a really sophisticated imitation.
Yeah, it's missing that spark,
Yeah.
that consciousness that gives human art its depth.
He uses a really interesting example to kind of illustrate this point.
Okay.
He talks about Photoshop. And Photoshop obviously uses complex algorithms as well, but he argues that it's fundamentally different from AI because the artist is the one who is in control.
So with Photoshop, you're making deliberate choices
Yeah.
with each brushstroke or
Yeah,
filter.
you're choosing like the exact color,
Right.
and you're kind of, you're in the driver's seat.
Exactly. And even though there might be some processing happening behind the scenes,
Yeah.
you understand the tools and you can anticipate how your actions are going to affect that final image.
But with AI, it's more like you give it a prompt and then it kind of does its own thing.
Right. You don't have that same level of control.
So even though you might be starting the process,
Yeah.
you're not really creating in the same way.
And that's where those concepts of degrees of separation and degrees of freedom come in.
Okay.
The more separation there is between the creator and the creation,
Huh.
the less direct influence that creator has. So, with AI, the user is more like a director who's giving instructions rather than a painter who's wielding the brush.
So it's like I'm saying I want a picture of a cat wearing a hat,
Right.
but then the AI decides
What kind of cat?
exactly what kind of cat,
What kind of
what
hat?
kind of background, all that.
Exactly. And all that distance, all
Yeah.
that reliance on the AI to make those creative decisions is what Gingeller-Rahr finds problematic.
Right, because it introduces that inference again.
Exactly.
So it's like the AI is making an educated guess about what you want rather than expressing something from its own experience.
Right. It's not coming from a place of personal understanding or, creative vision.
This is really making me think about what it means to be an artist. It's not just about being able to, use tools or create something that looks nice.
It's about intentionality
Yeah.
and that direct connection between your thoughts, your emotions, and what you create.
Okay, so it's about expressing something from within yourself. And this actually leads into a really interesting point that Gingeller makes in his other article, What Makes Fine Art Photography. He basically says that it doesn't actually matter if other people like the art that you create.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's not about the observer's opinion.
No, it's about the artist's intention.
Okay, so even if everybody loves a piece of art,
Yeah.
if it wasn't created with that direct expression of experience, it doesn't count.
It's not really art.
Wow, that's a really different way of looking at things.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, most people would say that art is in the eye of the beholder,
Yeah.
but he's saying that it's more about the process.
It's about the artist's own, expression of consciousness.
So the viewer's opinion is secondary.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's flipping the script on how we think about art appreciation.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all very interesting.
It is.
But is he basically saying that AI can never create art?
Well, that's a question that we're going to explore in much more detail in the next part of our deep dive.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back.
So before the break, we were talking about this idea that AI can't create art because it doesn't have that direct experience.
Right, the no inference principle.
Yeah, and yeah. We're starting to touch on how, like, the viewer's opinion doesn't actually matter.
Uh-huh, it's more about the artist's intention.
Yeah, and that's really interesting to me because it's like we're so used to thinking about, you know, the masterpiece hanging in the museum.
Right, we focus on the end product.
But we kind of forget about all the work and the experience that went into creating it.
Yeah, the human element.
And I think that's especially true with photography.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because even though it involves technology,
right,
it's still about capturing a moment,
mm-hmm,
a feeling.
A perspective.
And that comes from the photographer.
Exactly. Like a picture is worth 1,000 words. But those words come from the photographer's interpretation of what they're seeing.
Right. So even if an AI can create an image that looks really beautiful, it might not have that same depth of meaning. Yeah, because it's not coming from a place of personal experience.
And that's where those degrees of separation come in.
Right. The more layers there are between the artist and the creation, the less it reflects that direct expression of consciousness.
It's like the difference between writing a song from scratch,
okay,
and using a program to generate a melody.
So in one case, you're pouring your heart into it.
Right.
And in the other case, you're kind of just guiding the process.
You're more like a conductor.
But I mean, couldn't you argue that even human artists use technology all the time?
Yeah, good point.
Like Photoshop or digital audio workstations.
So where do you draw the line
between
artistic expression and just using technology as a tool?
I think Cincialor would say that the difference is in the level of control that the artist has.
Okay.
So like if you're using Photoshop to enhance a photo, you're still making conscious choices.
Right, about the lighting, the contrast, the composition.
You understand how those choices are going to affect the final image?
Yeah, you're not just letting the software do whatever it wants.
But with AI, it's a bit more unpredictable.
Right, you give it a prompt, but you don't know exactly what it's going to come up with.
And you can't really fine-tune it in the same way.
So there's less direct control.
Yeah, and I guess that kind of brings us back to this idea that art is about the process, not just the product.
The journey, the intention, the connection between the artist and their work.
But what happens if AI gets so good that it can create things that are indistinguishable from human art?
That's a really interesting question.
And I think that's what we're going to talk about in the next part of our deep dive. It feels like we could talk about this forever.
Yeah, it's a really deep topic.
We've been trying to figure out, like, can AI really create art?
And what makes human art so special?
What even is art?
Right.
I mean, every time I think I'm starting to understand Cincialor's argument,
mm-hmm,
he throws in another curveball.
He really makes you think.
But I think that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially now with AI becoming more and more advanced.
It's not just some philosophical debate anymore.
It's actually happening, you know?
Right. We're seeing AI art being sold for thousands of dollars.
And some people are saying that it's better than human art.
Yeah, it's definitely changing the game.
So it kind of begs the question. If AI can create images that are so impressive and beautiful,
yeah,
does it really matter if there's a human mind behind it?
I think that's the core of Cincialor's argument.
What do you mean?
He's saying that real art has to come from a human consciousness.
Oh.
It's got to be an expression of our experiences, our emotions.
So it's not just about the final product.
No, it's about the process.
The struggle. The journey.
And that's something that AI just can't replicate.
Because it doesn't have that lived experience.
Right. It's not drawing from a well of, you know, personal history and feelings.
It makes you think about all those artists throughout history.
Yeah. Who poured their heart and soul into their work.
And they didn't do it for the money or the fame.
A lot of them died penniless.
But they were driven by this need to express themselves.
To share their vision with the world.
And I think that's what Cincialor is trying to preserve.
That human element of art.
But couldn't you also say that AI is just another tool?
Interesting.
Like a paintbrush or a camera.
So artists could use it to enhance their creativity.
Instead of replacing human artists.
Yeah, maybe it's not an either situation.
Maybe it's both.
Like a collaboration.
Yeah, imagine working with an AI that could help you explore new ideas.
Or create things that would be impossible for a human to do on their own.
That's pretty cool, actually.
It could be like a whole new era of art.
So maybe the future isn't human versus machine.
But human and machine working together.
Wow. Wow. This has been a really fascinating deep dive.
Yeah, we've covered so much ground.
We've talked about what art is, mm-hmm. whether AI can create it.
And what it means for the future of creativity.
And I have to say, Chinchilar has given us a lot to think about.
He's definitely challenged my assumptions.
Me too. So to all our listeners out there,
keep exploring these questions.
Engage with AI art. Think critically about it.
And never stop questioning what it means to be human.
In a world that's increasingly shaped by technology.
Because art is about more than just pretty pictures.
It's about connection and expression.
And the power of the human spirit to create.
This has been The Deep Dive.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive into the world of knowledge and ideas.
Until then, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.